Ja Rule is taking his talents to a new business. The rapper lending his creative mind to an elite credit card for millennials. The man himself joins me now, along with Billy McFarland, the founder and CEO of Magnesis. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Ja Rule, you know, so many celebrities become brand ambassadors for something or other. Why'd you choose this?
You know, it's a very unique situation. Whenever you can marry the affluent with the less fortunate, you get the birth child.
Wait.
Which is called hip hop.
Okay. But this isn't called hip hop. This is called the credit card.
And welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I am the dog of Wolf Street or the wolf of Dog
wolf of
Street?
Dog
That's
Street.
Right. I'm all out of sorts. I drove 14 hours yesterday. I'm very tired. But you know what? I'm actually pepped up just on our guest here today. First of all, let me introduce the co-hosts on this very show. The Prince of Snarkness, Tommy McNamara. How you doing, buddy?
Ooh. Tom, I got a question for you.
What's that?
Where would I be without you?
Ooh, you're the new Wolf of Dog Street with that voice. You're the dog of Wolf Street.
That's
I'm the
true.
Wolf of Dog Street.
I like that.
You stay on your street, buddy. For those of you just tuning in for the first time, this is Stand By Your Band, the podcast where comics come on to defend music they like, that people make fun of them for. And I want to give like a refresher of what the mission statement of this show is. This is a celebration of the music that we're talking about. A lot of people come on, they're like, oh, what are you going to shit on Ja Rule? Probably a little bit, but that's not the point. Defending Ja Rule today, we have two great guests, our buddies, Lane Pichel and Choxy.
I thought you would say the full name.
Well, I thought you said not to.
No, I just meant when we're talking
in general.
To each other.
Okay, well,
but I would like for you to say the full name that Tom, like, as Tommy told it to you.
Okay. Oh, SLC.
That's right.
Soreen Ladiesman Choxy.
I'm glad that you pronounced Ladiesman with no space.
But that's only one word if it's SLC.
That's right.
We had a long discussion before the show about what to call Choxy, and I knew that you wanted me to call you Soreen Choxy to start, but I decided to have a little fun with it. Fun little side note. I almost said side piece.
Here she is.
Come on out, Dandy. Her name's Dandy.
Dandy.
I don't know.
Classic side piece name.
When I did Conan, he brought me out as Takar. No, comedian Takar.
Oh.
I don't know if we've talked about that on the show before. But,
wait, really?
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Well, he didn't bring me at the top of the show, and he goes, tonight on the show, we have Rob Riggle and comedian Takar.
Well, oh, no,
in fairness, he did say actor Riggle.
But then through
comedian
the magic
Takar.
Of editing, he fixed it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. They just edited him in saying Tom.
He was just reading your MySpace profile.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. He just read my
comedian Takar.
Like when you do a shitty college and they just print out the oldest bio you have. So we have some great guests on today. How you boys doing? You came through quite a storm to get here.
Oh, dude, it was
so
brutal to get here, but you know, as soon as we stepped into the place, it's so warm and inviting, and then seeing you two and your smiling faces, I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
It was cold out there.
Never leave.
That's cool.
Yeah, we might never leave, though.
This show often goes so long that our guests do have squatter's rights.
I'm taking, just point me to Connor's room. I'm taking Connor's room.
Hey, we do have a long standing rule in this home. If you can fight Connor and win, you get your pick of the rooms.
Okay.
That's how
wait for him when he gets home.
That's how the room sizes go in this house. You
fight
have
club?
To be able to fight. Yeah, you have to be able to fight. Your way into the
Oh, I like that.
Room.
At any given time, you could challenge whoever has the biggest
exactly.
room. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why Connor has his own bathroom.
Ooh, I like this. system.
Yeah, we're just hoping that no pro wrestlers want to move in any muscle heads.
Oh, see me with Marty DeRosa and Colt Cabana at 12:23 at Lincoln Lodge.
Ooh.
Wow, Tommy with the sneaky
Holy
plugs.
Shit. Yeah, we try to sneak the plugs in throughout the show as much as we can. December 28th through New Year's, I'll be at Go Bananas in Cincinnati. Anyway,
we should before we just totally go past it. I do want to talk about the opening clip I just played really quick.
Yeah.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Ja Rule's decided to become a businessman in the last couple of years since, like, which I think he has two ventures that have gone horribly awry. The first of which is that credit card.
Wait, what happened with that credit card? Was that like a full? Because I didn't know about that one. I knew about the festival.
I think he couldn't even explain what it was, as you can tell.
Yeah. I like that she asked him the question that anyone is going to ask you, and then his response was insane.
Somehow it ended up just being hip hop.
Well, you say you marry the rich and the poor, and it's like,
right.
And
then you
but
get
how
hip-hop.
Does that work with a credit card?
I don't know.
Some sort of Robin Hood situation.
So I didn't really know what happened.
He just starts cheering hip hop.
Yeah. But so he made it with this guy named Billy McFarland. And they also were co-partners on the very famous Fire Festival.
Right.
Oh.
We're going to that. We're doing a live show from that this year, they said.
Yeah, we're the only performers this year.
It's on like a sandbar, and there's like a hurricane coming.
We'll be playing that, and of course, we'll be doing Trump's 2020 celebration. Those are our two next bookings for Stand By Your Band Live. That's not true. We're doing January 13th.
You know.
Brooklyn Punk Fest.
Firefest, very funny. Obviously, it was the big internet thing. Everyone saw the food that they got.
Yeah.
And,
what did they get? I actually don't totally remember. I remember
like
it being a disaster.
Styrofoam plate, white bread, maybe like a piece of cheese. I
gotta
remember.
Tell you, it made
it was,
me
it was
so
meant to
happy.
Be like luxury, like... what they billed it as like the experience of a lifetime, whatever. But then I was reading this earlier that part of the promo material was like, They described it as, it's really hard to put into words what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, clearly. If it was he's just writing weird poems whenever anybody asks you a direct question.
It's like when you merge love with fire.
And you get jazz. a couple of my favorites. So yeah, the food, I'm looking at it now, it was a slice of untoasted bread.
Nice.
Two slices of prepackaged cheese and a side salad that was in like one of those lunch boxes. And then people kept insensitively comparing the housing to refugee camps.
Oh,
I'm not saying that that's what we think it was. But then my favorite is...
No, it was like the Holocaust. Oh, all right? Yeah. We should be more fair.
So Ja Rule let out like his apology. And in his apology, he says, I truly apologize as this is not my fault.
Yes. No, he straight up says,
what a great apology.
There's this, interview where he's saying that I pulled up another clip. One of the possible clips we're going to play is him saying that he's not ashamed of Fyre Festival. Because he's like, the idea was brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, the idea for a cool festival?
On an island in the Caribbean. Yeah, that's a great idea.
You've essentially
created a makeshift prison camp for all these people who can't
like
get off
richest,
the island.
Like snob, like douchiest people.
Yeah, it felt like an awesome social experiment.
I think that years from now we're gonna find out that that was like an art thing.
Yeah.
Like it was like Banksy's big.
I don't think it was.
You don't think so?
I read that this is what Ja Rule said during one of the visits to the site. He was doing a toast, and he said, to living like movie stars, partying like rock stars, and fucking like porn stars.
Oh boy!
For real? That was his toast?
A toast at a visit to the site. That's what he thought the weekend was going to be about.
Oh my god!
And then it turned into living like porn stars.
He should have said to the women of Marwin. That's funny to no one. If you've seen the trailer for Marwin 40 times like I have, you'd think that would be fun.
I don't think I know what's Marwin.
I don't know
it's
either.
It's the new Steve Carell movie.
Oh,
where he plays a guy with PTSD who creates a fantasy village.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Hey,
that sounds fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're such a movie buff, Tommy. And
that was another sneaky
buff. We should say it is. I said this earlier, but I just want to once again thank you guys for coming in through such a storm. And Tommy's dirty shirt, that was
that was a thing of beauty.
Tommy showed us his plain white tee.
A shirt went to the fire festival.
Shirt was... I just wanted a moment to roast Tommy's shirt for a little bit.
I made the mistake of opening the floor.
Yeah,
and being like, look how old this undershirt is. And I don't know why I thought it would get quickly glossed over.
That shirt looked like it had been over a fire. Yeah, like it was like toasted like a marshmallow for a little bit.
Yeah.
Got his ass. Anyways, when did you guys get on the Ja Rule train?
Man, I think the first, I remember there was a song on Now That's What I Call Music when I was in middle school.
We've gotten some shit for how often we talk about Now That's What I Call Music.
It really was like a great
now,
intro.
Now this is what I call a podcast, because I'm all ears, baby. I was obsessed with the Now CDs. Let's go.
It was great. I can't remember what number it was, but I was definitely in middle school, and it was, Do I Do? You know that one?
Yes.
That Living It
great.
Up, that one.
Is that one on the... I don't think that one's on the playlist.
There was a couple big ones missing from the playlist.
I know.
Well, we were told
it was a tough
three
one.
Each, and so we combined, and we had six. You know, I think that was what we were kind of blown away by. We could have had 10, 12.
There's a lot more hits than I realized.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He
There's
has
a lot
so
of hits.
Many more hits than you think about.
I think the first track I remember is... I don't think it wasn't a Ja track, but it was his verse on Can I Get A? Right?
Yeah, that would have been... Yeah,
is that what the name of his song?
Yeah.
Can I Get A? The Jay-Z
well,
song,
that
yeah.
was supposed to be his track.
Yes, yeah,
it was, but then Jay-Z just took it.
Jay-Z was like,
and
I
was like,
this,
you can
I'm
do a verse
it.
On
Jay-Z
it.
Jay-Z sounds like Jay Leno giving away a job and then taking it back.
I mean, Tom, how did your mind think of all of that? But it actually works. That was amazing.
Oh, quickly, while we're in a sidebar, Billy McFarland, the guy he ran that stuff with, went to jail for he got sentenced to 6 years in prison for fraud. Yeah.
But Ja didn't get any. He didn't get any like.
Well, no, because in his apology he says it's not my fault.
Right, that's actually all it took.
They just showed
that's
that
so
in court.
If old McFarland had said that, you know, he would have been fine. But he made the mistake of saying this is all my fault.
His lawyer puts his head in his hands.
That's the one thing. That's they don't show that part of Making a Murderer where Stephen Avery keeps saying that.
Well, they definitely should have brought him on the stand for that quote about fucking like porn stars. They're like, wait, what was that now? We heard something. We got to put you away for this.
Tommy, were you a Ja Rule man?
I loved all the hits.
Yeah.
I never owned any of the CDs, but I was very into them.
Same here. I was pretty much the same way. I think that's how a lot of us are with old Ja.
I think it was a brilliant move to always have a young woman singing the hook.
I know. I mean, he's great at having that, because a lot of times you'll listen to his parts of the song, you're like, these aren't great, but I do like his voice in them.
Yeah. And his voice is fun to make fun of.
Of course. Yeah. Him with J-Lo, him with, who's he have? Who
Ashanti.
Else is he?
Ashanti,
and then I think
J-Lo.
There's one other
Vita,
big one.
Christina
is it Mary J. Blige that he does with
There is a Mary
Rainy
J. Blige
Days?
Song. Yeah,
I love that song.
That
was
that's
the first
song
that I got into.
That's a really good song.
That he has that song with Case. Yeah. There's so many good songs.
There's a lot of good stuff, but that is kind of the big deal with Ja. Like, all of his biggest stuff are like duets, and he's never, I don't think he could ever really, there wasn't ever just a solo Ja hit with no one else.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's I think
well,
you're right.
Holla Holla was kind of
Ooh,
a hit. Yeah,
I guess so.
And that was
yeah,
one
yeah.
That early on.
Is that from the first album?
I don't think anyone says it the way I just said it, though. I don't think anyone goes, what about Holla Holla?
Holla Holla?
I believe that was his first hit. I could be
Yeah, I totally forgot
there.
That he's so
oh, that's
now.
Off Vinny Vedi Vici.
Yeah,
I
mean,
which is a
that
really
like
good
that
album.
Either.
Very good album. A lot of
that album is really
good tracks on that album. Yeah.
That was released in 99, peaking at number 3 on the Billboard 200, and the song Holla Holla reached number 35 on the Billboard 100 chart. So that was, yeah, that was the first, that was his first big hit.
High enough to be president.
I like how numbers work for Tommy.
I know, I just had to do some like mental math on that. Wait.
35, president.
God. I don't know if I could get high enough to be president in this day and age.
There was a fun little anecdote Brian Morton told me about how Ashanti got discovered is that Ja Rule put together the track for What's Love with him and Fat Joe. Mm-hmm. And she was like the studio musician. And then he sent him the track like, hey, this is the one I want to have J-Lo on it. And then it just had her singing the hook as, like, you know, the random studio musician. And Fat Joe was like, this is...
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, and that's how her career got started.
Shit, I thought she was already semi-established by then. Yeah, like, mentally, time-wise.
I need to be a studio musician.
Yeah, for sure.
A studio comedian.
That's how I've been missing out on all my opportunities.
You'll be a studio comedian, just waiting.
Discovered by Fat Joe.
Send out all the Netflix specials with other people doing them first, and then they're like, all right, let's give this one to Trevor Noah. It's all about being South African, so it works.
Let's listen to some of I'm Real just to hear one of the hits before.
Big hit. That's, huge
this
hit.
Is a huge
Might
hit.
Be the biggest
I think that's
to
his
me.
Biggest. I think that was the biggest number. Are you Ellie? Miss Mary Jane, I'm analyzing the game. And the game done chose me. To bring pain to pretty women and fake thugs, one in the same. Ever since you told me. There's only room for two. I'm making less room for you. Now only God can hold me. Hug me, love me, judge me. The only man that hovers above me. Holler. I met so many men. It's like they're all the same. My appetite for loving is now my hunger pain. And when I'm feeling sexy, who's gonna comfort me? My only problem is their insecurity. Tired of being alone. Arguing on the phone. I was about to do the part for Dan.
That's a great song. Fuck.
It is really good. That's like the that's like a true duet.
Oh yeah.
They like go back and
well,
forth.
Well, this is the it's the remix cuz there this was a Jennifer Lopez song that was on her album on J-Lo the album.
But then she was like, we need to get Ja.
We need the murder
the
remix.
The murder remix. Also, there you could do a top 10 just based on songs with murder in the title. The top 10 Ja Rule songs.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
There's so many have just the word murder in them.
Murder, Inc.
It feels weird Googling his music. Like, I feel like I'm going to be on a list somewhere like Bobby Avery.
You're going to be on a 50 Cent
no, Bobby
takedown
Massey,
list.
I'm sorry.
It's funny if you read his Wikipedia, Ja Rule's Wikipedia in order. Because you're reading through the stories about each album, and it doesn't go to the personal life yet, so it's just like 2011 album. The next album, it's just like, well, he was just released from jail, and
that's
like,
so funny.
Wait, so what happened?
Dude, one of the sections on his thing is it's 2011 to 2012. Pain is Love 2, which is an album, and Prison.
He's a multitasker. He likes to get a lot of shit done.
It sucks to have your work combined that way.
Yeah.
That's Bill Cosby himself and Prison.
A lot of rappers do that,
Joxy,
get a big bump.
Open mics and DUIs.
That's a good album title. That's a good memoir.
Yeah, but it's a bad life.
Let's see some more song facts about this. So this remix spent 5 weeks at number one in the U.S. charts. Its chart position was boosted by radio play of the album track, which led to complaints. This led to a change of Billboard policy and subsequently airplay of identically named songs with substantially different melodies were combined when computing chart positions.
So the original, the J-Lo version versus the remix one?
I guess so. I guess people were pissed off.
Because this is the only one that I'm really familiar with. That's
yeah.
That's the one that I know of.
Yeah, I never listened to... I think that this was one of those songs that I illegally downloaded.
Yeah.
And I got the original one, too. And I was like, this is fine, but I want that. Oh, you're on the phone. let's see. The first line Jennifer Lopez sings. Do you guys know what she says?
Are you Ellie? Wait, what is that?
That's what. So it sounds like you're saying, "Are you Ellie?" But she's saying, "Are you
L-E?"
But
I mean,
a lot of people didn't know that, including me.
That's like 20 years of confusion.
Same
you
here.
Just saw for me.
I thought that was some sort of slang. Like, "Are you Ellie?" Like, you know. Ellie, like
low end,
like cool.
Know,
yeah.
This migraine I've had for 20 years has finally gone away.
Man, that was so simple, and I feel so dumb now.
Yeah, damn, I'm dumb.
Let's see. Ja Rule contributed some additional lyrics to the remix, including Lopez's line. I can't say a lot of this. I tell those people.
No, I know. What there's the a lot of his songs people? And song Listen, titles and lyrics that are going to be hard to go over.
Mind their own business, but they don't hear me, though. Man, I love this. A lot of people were, a lot of members of the African-American community were outraged over Lopez's use of the racial slur and protested the singer's free concert in New York. In between sets, Lopez told the crowd, "For anyone to think or suggest that I'm racist is really absurd and hateful to me. The use of the word in the song, it was actually written by Ja Rule. It was not meant for me to be hurtful to anybody." And that's the same thing Tommy was saying after he used that word in his sets, last week at Caroline's. Oh, boy. We should listen to, now that we've heard.
It sounds like the same defense like that current woman who's running for senator of Mississippi.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, if you think I'm being it. Racist by saying a like
somebody else wrote it for me. That's yeah. like I try to joke for a little bit about like it's really it makes me uncomfortable in Judd Apatow movies when somebody uses the N-word. It's like Kevin Hart will say it, and I like, but it's like Judd Apatow wrote that,
right?
So I like to think he hired a black guy to come in and
you got to write
that word.
Write
he just has them write that word.
There's just an N. Come on, you know what I want you to write. Well, that's like that Lil Dicky song, right? Do you know that with
Chris Brown?
Yeah. Where I think there were people that were mad about that because they were like, "Well, Chris Brown's saying it, but Lil Dicky wrote it." I guess it's like
I kind of hated that whole thing because I was like, "Why the fuck are you working with Chris Brown?"
Right.
I don't like Chris Brown, so I was like a little annoyed with him that he did that. But
why don't you like Chris Brown? What's up with that?
Oh my God, Jack! I got
a story for you.
I've just been in a room for 20 years.
Ruelle, go back to that.
Yeah, you haven't processed any information since Ruelle.
Yeah, my brain hasn't been able to learn anything.
Before we get too deep into this conversation, I want to hear from our dear friend in Bloomington, Indiana. I just saw him this very weekend. And Tommy, you saw him last week. Into your stories from Bloomington after we hear this. But this is our weekly segment, They Went to Jared.
What's up, y'all? It's this week's They Went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending Ja Rule. Obviously, I'm not the most qualified person to be doing this. But I was, an adult when Ja Rule was not only relevant, but was fairly popular. I would say that his, like, catchphrases were maybe only second to, like, Lil Jon. Like, I remember people would, like, walk around and just be like, "It's murder," and I really fucking hope I'm right that was him, because as much as I call people racist on this podcast, that would be pretty bad if I got that wrong. But I'm pretty sure that was him. Obviously, he's totally, and I mean 100% irrelevant completely at this point. I'm sure you've covered it by now on the podcast, but the thing that 50 Cent did where he bought all the tickets to the show was really fucking funny. I think Ja Rule, Tom might know better than me, but because he may have lived here, but I think he played the Bluebird, which is really weird. The Bluebird is a place in Bloomington that, like, people either on their way up or on the very, 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 very way down, no in between, will play there. So anyway, I know you guys hate this, but, like, this is a really random choice here, whoever picked this. This is kind of stunning that anyone would sort of die on this sword here. Anyway, Tom, it was good seeing you. Nice meeting your girlfriend. She was very nice. Hopefully we straightened her out a little bit on the Beatles. But other than that, we will talk to you guys later.
So
really covered a lot of ground.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, I was like, there's no way that Ja Rule played the Bluebird, but it was after I had already moved away. He did play the Bluebird, which is like kind of a very small venue for him, I would imagine. I saw Afro Man at the Bluebird, and I'm pretty sure he played Cause It Got High twice.
Oh, well, I was gonna go see him at that show,
but you weren't old enough.
Yeah, exactly.
So wait, Choxie, you don't know about this, right?
So obviously I know about 50 kind of ruining Jaws' everything, but oh, I don't think I know that specific story.
Ja Rule had a show recently, and 50 Cent bought out all the seats in the front row so that it would just be empty.
Yeah, which Wendy Williams had a big problem with. When I searched for it, it says, Wendy Williams great, slams though. Dumb 50 Cent and says, I'm disgusted. I will say, the second I get enough money, I'm going to do this to one of my friends.
Oh, it's so fun. It's so fun. It's like
I
an ultimate
can't wait
troll
for the first show
move.
That Tommy does. You get all that I can afford to buy out every set. They're going to be like, no comps this show. Once again, we'll be there January 13th for Battle of the Bands. Come check that out. Tommy, you okay over there? You look
yeah.
very perplexed.
Well, no, their feud is really interesting, though. And
it
I'm
goes back
get, yeah.
so over far. 18 years, I think. I was, which like is too old for Tommy to date.
God
but,
But yeah, that's what I was trying to...
Yeah,
I mean,
I was trying to read about this
kind
earlier.
Of made his name.
But it's also...
Yeah. Well, there's this yeah. weird gun story. There's okay, so it says, according to this, this starts in 1999. Ja Rule was robbed at gunpoint for his chain in Southside Jamaica, Queens. 50 Cent alleges that Ja Rule, witnessing him hanging in the club, famously, with the culprit weeks after the incident, sparked the bad blood between them. However, Ja, who would later confirm the robbery, denies that he ever witnessed Fifth with the man in question. He says that 50's ire stems from being snubbed by the murdering camp during a shoot for his single, Murder for Life. 50 Cent releases Life's on the Line. In October, 50 releases a single from his shelf debut studio album, Power of the Dollar, and a blatant diss record directed towards Ja Rule and Murder, Inc. While the record doesn't name Ja Rule directly, 50's mockery of his label's signature Murda chant throughout the song was enough to give fans a clue of the intended targets. Life's on the Line would be a minor street hit, peaking at number 37 on the Billboard Hot Rap Singles chart, but was ultimately a blip on the radar in comparison to Ja Rule's debut album, which we just talked about. Yeah, and that's it would establish Ja and not 50. They fight in Atlanta following the release. Yeah. Ja Rule and 50 bumped heads while at an Atlanta nightclub at which the two were booked to perform.
With a bat, right?
Oh, shit. Let's see.
I think Ja hit him with a bat.
I don't think they say anything about the bat here. What they say is that during the fight, the two rappers' necklaces popped. A member of 50 Cent's crew recovered
Ja's
necklaces.
Hate it when my necklace pops.
Yeah. According to 50, a deal was brokered for Ja Rule to receive his pendant back in exchange for a Movado watch, a claim that Ja Rule vehemently denies. The incident escalated the beef between the two artists and was a catalyst for the chain of events to come. Huh. Oh, then 50 gets stabbed at Hit Factory. He releases Wanksta, which seems to be about Ja Rule. That was his first hit single.
Back Down was the hard one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Back Down was like specifically, this is about Ja Rule. And
yeah.
That's that. Yeah.
It seems like most of this is on 50 Cent's end.
Well, it comes back to what I was trying to understand when I was staring at my computer like the idiot.
You looked like you were curing
having
cancer.
An aneurysm.
So it all comes back to Ja Rule's ties with Kenneth Supreme McGriff.
Yeah.
As I am the whitest man in the world. And but basically, Supreme, as I'll refer to him from here on out.
Tommy, I want to start calling you Supreme.
Hell yeah.
But he was like part of Murder, Inc., and he was like, they were all funneling money like through him, and he was a big drug guy.
It was like
in
a
New
money
York.
Laundering operation.
And that's not why Ja Rule ended up going to jail. Yeah. And part of the beef is that Ja Rule thinks 50 Cent like got the feds to investigate them. Mm-hmm. But also, Supreme was like part of the 50 getting shot 9 times. Like, it was like his people who did that.
Oh,
so
shit.
It's like very, it's very dramatic.
Yeah, it's like from before music ever came into play.
It was like a drug related
thing. They knew each other from
the
neighborhood or whatever and didn't like each other, and it just escalated way off the rails.
There's a part of this, it's before Back Down comes out, that 50 Cent releases a song called I Smell Pussy. Following Irv Gotti claims of 50 Cent being a snitch and signing an order of protection against him and Ja Rule, the G-Unit General returned fire quickly on the mixtape G-Unit, The Future Is Now. Which that sounds like a new Power Rangers series.
which Power Rangers, I smell pussy.
Zordon, I smell pussy. that's Alpha. Anyway, this contained multiple attacks on Murder Inc., including a series of hilarious skits. Well, that seems biased. That seems
maybe a little mostly exceedingly homophobic. And,
yeah. No. You mean hilarious. one track in particular, the Sam Snead produced I Smell Pussy, was especially scathing, with 50 Cent calling out Ja Rule, Irv Gott, Black Child, and Cadillac Ta by name on yet another verbal assault against his rivals. I want to see if we can find this song real fast.
Yeah, of course.
We kind of have to be a little quick because we're only one song.
It's tough because there's so much information.
I know. Yeah. And that's what we were talking about too, is because it is, I think the first thing a lot of people think about if you think Ja Rule is 50 Cent, so it really leads you into a whole little wormhole of their history.
Yeah, there's so
but
there's
he
so
did
much.
All
we
this stuff before. Like he had, that's what we were talking about, because it was like,
okay,
it's
15
hard.
Hits.
He had like four albums before any of the 50 Cent stuff happened, and then it was just like clearly derailed after that.
He had an album go triple platinum, which is so great. Like he was insanely popular.
Like,
all
his first four albums did huge numbers.
There was a time I feel like it was like DMX, Jay-Z, and Ja Rule were like the three.
They were
the hottest
super group too.
So that was what I was going to say. Yeah, they were going to do a super group.
Well, that's where Murda Inc. I say Hala and Murda. Because that was going to be Jay-Z, DMX, Ja Rule, and they were going to do a super group, and that was going to be called Murda Inc., but then I think Jay was like, no.
I think Jay and DMX realized, like, yeah, I don't think we need to do this.
Well, DMX was mad at Ja Rule for a minute, too, for saying that he was, like, copying him, which does seem like it, but...
Yeah.
But then
he seems like a softer sort of... I mean, not by softer, I don't mean he's soft.
No,
I just mean DMX is maybe... I mean, speaking of homophobic
DMX is, like,
lyrics,
actually crazy.
No, I know.
And
somebody
Ja Rule
has
doing
it for an
act. I don't
remember if this is a joke or just an observation my buddy made, but it's, like... I think Ben Moore said this to me first, but he was like, DMX has this song where it's like, you know how sometimes people will say like a homophobic slur in a song, and it's like, you're like, oh, that kind of sucks. DMX will say that and then keep going deeper in, like, like he'll say like the F word, and then he'll be like, because you suck dicks and you're going to hell. Like, he keeps going. You're it like, oh, that's not like he was just using a slur. He really means that.
Oh, man.
It's Adam and Steve, not Adam and Steve.
He has the funniest arrest ever, which is impersonating a police officer for DMX.
Is
true.
Like at the airport too, I think.
Yeah,
he was like trying to escape. He was going to get apprehended, then he pretended to be a police officer and tried to steal a cop car or something and drive away.
We've got
to
have my buddy Dwight Simmons on the show. He has a great bit about a DMX show at IU that he went to. Speaking of IU, let's listen to this I Smell Pussy real fast, and then we'll get to which
of
is
IU.
Related to Tommy's experiences in Bloomington.
Oh, God. Oh, no,
that's what you told us. It's like pretty to start.
I smell pussy. Is that you, Earl? I smell pussy. Is that you, Jive? I smell pussy. Is that you, Blaine? I smell pussy. Is that you, Ty? Y'all niggas is pussy. I'm ballin' now, nigga. Now watch me.
Watch me.
Ain't nothing you can do to stop me. Y'all niggas get so emotional. You remind me of my bitch.
It's not in my nature to make a commitment, so let me breathe. When she doesn't understand, catch attitudes when I leave her. My revelation just make it harder for me to accept her as my own. She tries to tie up my phone and I'm not at home. She's thinking I'm not alone. Probably I try to bone anything in the street. I let her know she can leave. I ain't trying to tie her up.
Enough of that.
That's great.
What's fucked up is Jennifer Lopez actually wrote that. that was smell pussy. I want to go on record real fast and say I fucking hate 50 Cent. I like after that Terry Crews shit.
Well, wait, what was it?
I don't know the Terry Crews.
So Terry Crews, I believe it was Harvey Weinstein that he accused of sexual assault.
It was not Harvey Weinstein. It was someone else.
It was someone else. Yeah. So it was another like producer.
Might as well be Weinstein.
Hollywood guy. Yeah. And then 50 Cent came after him
like
what kind of a man
move.
Are you to have this happen to you? Like if a guy did that to me, I'd just kill him or whatever.
50 is very problematic, but he's one of my favorite entertaining.
He's funny. Love his music.
He's like the first like trolling type.
Ever.
Yeah,
some like of the a lot of do, I feel like so many of
these
so
new rappers
funny.
Are doing 50.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? When it comes, just comes to trolling and talking shit and just
getting under people's skin.
But he was
But then there's things like that, and you're like, so fun,
I just hate him as a guy.
I don't know what he's doing now.
I think he's a piece of shit. But I think like the stuff that he's put out into the world is so much worse than like even Kanye. But like I know Kanye's done a lot of shit lately. But I think that 50's like an actually. I think he's a piece of shit. But I like love Terry Crews so much.
Yeah.
He did You Up, and I don't know if it's on like the records or whatever, but his interview was he said shit that made me cry. He was so cool.
Oh yeah,
he's like, you're really ugly, you suck.
Yeah, yeah.
I smell pussy,
and I have like a,
is that you, Tom?
And I have like a Stockholm syndrome type thing with him where I will defend him to my
death. Oh yeah, well yeah, when you meet a person in person. And they're a delightful human being.
I met him right before all that shit happened.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Literally a week before, or maybe 3 days before. And it made me really hate
it. It was the
50.
Head of WME.
Damn. So, yeah.
What was the head of WME?
Who assaulted Terry Crews.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was I Smell Pussy. pretty fun song.
I mean, it is, some of it's all heinous, but it's fun to listen to. No, he's definitely, I think you could say he's evil, but
yeah.
I like him.
It's I weird. Do like the mind that...
Yeah.
He's so mean, but I like it.
Yeah, I think all of that is correct.
Yeah. It's like Chalks's relationship with Donald Trump. Like, he knows that he's a bad guy, but you just love to watch what he's going to do.
Can't help it, man. just so charismatic.
Well, that's the thing with Ja sometimes where it's like, all right, man, it's been like 15 years. Just like let it go. Why are you buying tickets to the front row of a show or whatever to make him feel like
it is funny, though. It's like
it's
the Michael
funny.
Jordan bringing
exactly,
the guy
yeah.
to like during his Hall of Fame speech.
Yeah.
It is pretty funny.
It's funny. It's for sure is funny, but it's also like, man,
it's so
it's
petty.
So it's
so
petty.
Time.
It's so.
They were fighting
because he's so
I was in
rich
high school.
And successful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, and 50 has done very well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he's still happy to just. I mean, did you see that Ja has that book? Ja wrote a book.
It has a very funny name.
It's it makes you sad. Just the cover of it. Like, I'm sure it's supposed to be an empowering story, but like you see the cover of it.
Yeah.
It's something, 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 learning how to become a man.
Yeah, unruly, the highs and lows of becoming a man.
Like, I mean, you feel bad for him right away.
All of his projects have puns on rule or religious titles, like Rule 336.
I just got unruly.
Unruly.
Oh, you know, if you hadn't said that, it would have been another 20
God.
Years for
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God. Should we do the movie?
I was just gonna say.
Okay.
I was
gonna say, should we read the book
and stuff? But we can do that.
So I was looking at. Okay, first of all, Ja Rule's acting career, just as a whole. So he's very briefly in Fast and the Furious, maybe one or maybe two.
Is that right?
He was in a Steven Seagal vehicle called Half Past Dead, I think.
What a great title.
I like that's that you called it a vehicle.
Yep, Half Past Dead. Yeah.
Half Past Dead.
He played a vehicle.
He was a car.
Okay, yeah. So I have the story about the Fast and the Furious thing because it's really interesting. Brian Sweeney put this on the Facebook. This is also, let's go to Facebook.
Yes, let's go to Facebook.
This Facebook is a very long thing, but... So basically, he could have been Ludacris's part in Too Fast, Too Furious, which ended up being like a multi-movie role. But he turned it down.
God, are you serious?
He turned down. It was like $500,000, and he was
this
just like
turn into like probably like $100 million at least.
Yeah.
Like, this is crazy.
But then, yeah, so that's actually the whole story. It's so long that I thought something else interesting would be in here, but that's the whole story.
He just turned down the Ludacris role.
He turned down the Ludacris
role. He turned it down to do Fire Festival.
Fire Festival. Yeah. He turned it down to go to prison and then 10 years later do a festival that
I don't
lands
regret
in.
It because it was a great idea.
Jeopardy.
Okay, but a movie he didn't turn down is called I'm in Love with a Church Girl. And so a lot about this movie. So it's a Christian movie. And the Wikipedia has a very funny line where it says, although raised as a Jehovah's Witness for the better part of his childhood, Ja Rule identifies simply as a Christian. He became a Christian in 2013 while promoting the movie I'm in Love with a Church Girl. It says he was baptized so with his wife in 2013.
That is so incredible.
Not like while filming the movie, no. He had a revelation.
No, it was like the press tour.
Wait, but does it say, has Ja been married to the same person?
He has.
Is he still married?
Aisha Murray, yeah.
Come on, oh, man. I love that. You gotta love that, that's right? Good. And that's like, that's like nice. From back like 2000, right?
2001.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Damn. Good what, job. Why do you know that?
I know that because there's some lyric in what song is it? I sent it to you, I think.
We got married in 2001.
Oh, he has a line in some song where he was like, what is it? You're not just my love, you're my homie. And I was like, oh, I like that.
I do like, you know I mean? Like that
I like
too.
That. And then I was like, oh, was he married? So I looked that up and I was like, oh, man, that's kind of cool. He's been married to the same person.
That is, no, let's put it on. Like
that. Does that put it on me?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's the rest of the song.
Okay.
Yeah, that song's hot.
I'm going to play
that song
three.
Bangs, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the best thing about some of the... So the J-Lo one, I think that's like the cleanest duet. But then some of the Shanti ones, like they're filthy.
Oh, I got a fetish for fucking with your skirt on.
Oh,
yeah.
God, I love that. It's like the first line.
Every
song.
Woman's dream is to hear me say that.
Hey, if you have a fetish of Tommy fucking with a skirt on, why don't you tweet
I think
me
you mean
I want to see Tommy with a shirt.
Wait,
on.
You talking about my boy Supreme?
All right, let's play clips from the God movie. Okay, so this first one.
Okay,
this is just this is really quick, but it's just them announcing the cast of the trailer, and I think the third name is very funny. We'll see if you agree. They turned the music up too loud,
damn,
but it's Stephen Baldwin.
The mix
is the
was too
high. Oh, I didn't hear. Yeah, yeah.
And then
they
just
really
cut
did.
To, who hasn't been in the trailer at all until that moment, they just cut to Stephen Baldwin looking directly at the camera. Okay, this next, this is a clip from the movie. This is like, so just to set up really quickly, this is a scene where he's saying, he's about to tell her that he's a drug dealer. Okay, oh, the movie is about guy who's a drug dealer, and then this woman convinces him to convert to Christianity and leave drugs behind, and he like becomes a good man. And that's the whole movie. So this is like a pivotal scene where he's trying to say that God wouldn't love him, and this is I'm talking.
Look, the Bible says, what causes a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Baby, I don't want you to lose your soul. Once you really get to know God and His Word, you'll see that that book is better than life. Better than the cars, better than the money. For a man like you, even better than...
Better than what?
Look, please, better than sex. Yes, I said it.
Yeah, this must be a great book.
Why did you say it?
Too many things.
Hey, we're talking about God. Better than anything. Don't get crazy.
That is how that scene ends.
Oh, what a bummer. Oh my God.
Okay. He's like, well, you're going to have to prove it bigger for me because I got erectile dysfunction.
Okay. And then this scene, this is something that makes me really happy. If you want to look it up on YouTube and watch along, it's called Ja Rule in Chapel, and Chapel is spelled C-H-A-P-P-E-L. But that's more of the YouTube problem than I know. But so basically, just to set the scene, this is him walking into a church, going up to a giant stained glass, stained glass Jesus, like huge.
So big.
And yelling at it. And we're going to play the entire clip, so I hope you enjoy.
Buckle up.
Good. I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad you're here. It's Jesus.
We got some serious issues to talk about. First of all, you took my mother from me. And that just about killed me, but I kept my mouth shut and let that one slide. I've done some bad things to people for a lot less. But I've been trying to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Is he threatening God?
Yes.
Or Jesus?
He's threatening faithful. Jesus. Or a stained glass
version. You've been going to church, reading your precious little book. I even drop stacks of hundreds every Sunday in that little velvet bag they pass around. I've changed. I'm a changed man. Can't you see that? Well, my bad. Of course you can. You see everything, right? So what's the problem then? What do you want from me? I know I haven't made you proud. How could I with all this mess I got going on? What happened? What happened to all the things I've been reading about? Grace, forgiveness, mercy. Where was the mercy from my mother? Now you want to take Vanessa from me? Nah. That ain't gonna happen, big guy. Look, I'm a stand-up guy. If anybody needs to pay for their sins, then let it be me. Please, just leave everybody else out of it. Just take me. I'm ready for whatever you got coming. You want to send me to hell? Book the flight!
I want to hear that little part one more time.
Hell! Book the flight!
You want to send me to hell? Book the flight.
Oh, he's stumbling all over the place.
Any flight on Allegiant is a flight to hell. That was great.
Yeah, please look it up because it really is.
We gotta
so
watch
funny.
That movie. I gotta send that to Antonia for her Gnocchi Night movie. She does like an ironic movie to watch. That sounds incredible.
Oh yeah, for sure.
A Christian movie starring Ja Rule. Yeah,
yeah, send that over to me. I'm gonna send
6% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, that's out six. Damn. I can't believe that got above zero. That's insane. Send me to hell. Mercy? More like murder. All right. We should are there any
Yeah,
other,
let's go. I got more Facebooks. Yeah.
Let's see. I can't be the only one that's disappointed. He never wrote his prison inspired microwave cookbook. I wonder if that's real.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I feel bad for the guy. His legacy is that he got destroyed by 50 Cent, but I think a lot of the songs he did with J-Lo and Ashanti will be around as classics for longer than most popular music from that era. Also, one time I saw him on daytime news trying to promote a credit card for millennials. So yeah, maybe he got what he deserved. That's Dan Dries, who sent us that clip that we played at the beginning.
The thing about the duets, though, is true. Those songs are really good. They're better than you remember.
And there's like five or six of them. Yeah. There's not
and
just
the whole
you
first
just,
album is good. It's like a good rap album.
Yeah.
It's all there's. It's better yeah. than I
he
think
did
you
get
remember.
A bad. He got a bad revisionist history.
Yeah.
Where we kind of think of him as like this corny guy who was like a one hit wonder when he has.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly. No, that's why we when you were like, hey, who do you want to do? We were like, yeah, that's what the. issue is.
Yeah, for sure.
He had massive hits, folks. Massive.
And if you want to send him to hell, book the flight.
Damn, there's I'm looking a lot of people are just agreeing they like him.
Someone said he played in Bushwick recently. He did like
really?
A festival in Bushwick.
I think
he does
like I feel like I've
oh,
gotten
yeah, he
random
said I'm doing He said, I'm doing all the festivals. I got to pay alimony. Yeah, so maybe he's not married anymore.
Oh,
oh God.
But I think I've gotten like a random email where it was like Ja Rule, and then the ticket price was like originally $99, dropped down to like $9.95 or something.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I bet you can get those tickets too. If he's playing, he played at the Bluebird
saying, like,
for
an email
bucks.
From Ja Rule. Like, hey, man, can I borrow?
Gotta just get some cash.
I need
well, that
like
was someone's $100. Comments on the Facebook was like, you could probably get him by email in an hour. That was Josh Carter who said that.
Let's see. Yeah, Half Past Dead. He was also in something called Furnace. He was in Back in the Day. These are all movies that he was in. Commenter from a former guest, Julia Louise Olson, writes, ask Lane how good my Ja Rule impression is.
Oh, it's bad. She can't. Julia can't hold a tune or a note or anything.
Like, so this
she,
is going past the Ja Rule impression.
Oh,
now.
Yeah, yeah, this is, well, for Ja Rule specifically.
Oh, wait, are we just taking shots at Julia now?
Yeah, yeah. Actually,
I got a lot of stuff.
Shut it down. This is mine now. I got a lot of thoughts. She did do an It's Murder this morning.
Did
or,
she?
No, really? No. She did a... Oh, no, it was, yeah, I think it was an It's Murder, but it really threw me. I wasn't ready for it. God. Oh, God.
In the meantime, Jason Staples says, I can't think of anyone less relevant to current rap music than Ja Rule.
Well, but see, what we were saying is, actually, okay, Ja sang a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. And should he have been? I don't know. But without Ja singing, would we have gotten... Maybe Kanye singing? Would we have gotten 808s?
Singing, yeah.
Would we have gotten? Would we have Drake? Would we have 2 Chainz? Would we have?
It's a good question.
Would we have even a Post Malone?
I don't know.
You know, it's
Who
all
knows?
Ja, baby.
He definitely. And this is the thing that annoys me about 50 with it too is that all the things that Fiddy was making fun of him for, he eventually just did himself, like singing R&B songs, and then you're singing on the hook. You're doing the exact same thing.
Also, I want to say, and I liked this song when it came out, but in retrospect, maybe nothing cornier than 21 Questions.
I hated 21 Questions.
I liked it when I was a kid, but it's corny as fuck. Yeah. It's not nearly as good as the songs that Ja Rule is doing the same shit.
No.
With a female lead singer who's like, fuck that.
But with 50, it's like he seemed like he would punch you. If he was annoyed by you being around him. Do you know what I mean? Like, he seemed like the guy that he was saying he was.
My theory on it was always that he definitely didn't like Ja Rule as a person, that he had like issues, but I think he more so saw it as a clever marketing opportunity. He's like, all right, I can make a name for myself off this guy.
Exactly.
Well, he did that throughout his career.
He did that with Kanye too.
And then Kanye outsold the fuck out of him. But he didn't quit like he said he would.
Exactly. By that time, people understood what it was, because that was the whole Ja Rule was the first album, and then it became like Murder Inc. And then it was like he was beefing with like Fat Joe and Jadakiss, and it was just like, oh, so this is the formula. Every time you have a new album, there's going to be someone that you're fighting with, and that'll be like the promo single or whatever.
Yeah.
So by the third one, when it was like Graduation was coming out, and 50 Cent had some album that was
Curtis was coming out.
Yeah. It was like, oh, that's the promo. But after that, it's like, oh, well, you're just going to keep doing this.
Yeah.
So, like, there's no incentive to.
It was the same thing with the vitamin water versus Gatorade beef that he started.
Oh, yeah. Who should we start a beef with? Marin?
Yeah.
That's right. What the fuck is up with your show? Listen to Stand By Your Band, you sons of bitches. Are we good?
Why
no.
Why don't you go try and hang out with Randy Newman again, you piece of shit?
All right. Let's see. Bobby Hill gave us the church. I'm in love with the church girl.
He's a comedian in Chicago, not the character.
Right. or the personal trainer who texted me the other day. I'm trying to do personal training to get ready for something. I want to get real jacked so I can fuck up Marc Maron. No, you know, I want to like get in shape or whatever. And so, but the trainer's name is Bobby Hill, and I was like, another one?
That is bizarre.
It's too many.
And also, even though I know it's not Bobby Hill, part of me was like, I'm not getting personal training from Bobby Hill. That guy's not in shape at all. It's so dumb that I'm doing this, having been named Tom Brady. Let's see. Yeah, there's a J-Lo comment about her saying, getting, you know, being offensive. Claire Victoria says, what is there not to talk about when it comes to Mr. Rule? Good point. I'm trying to see if there's anything. There's a lot of comments today, so I want to.
People love Ja.
There's a lot of positivity on Ja here.
Yeah.
Somebody says, nothing on Ja, but when you cover Mystical, I'm available. Interesting.
What we're looking for when we ask about one musician is for you to tell us to book you on a different episode. That's what we're always trying to do, is we like to feel stressed and guilty. That's what we're going for.
So. Yeah, assign ourselves more homework.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to find clips from a Mystical movie that no one saw.
I'm going to close it off with this. We're going to close up the Facebook bag with... the sheer fact that we will all be looked back on by the future as Neanderthals because we haven't united as a world around a joint recognition of his work with Ashanti as the pinnacle of what humanity has to offer via the arts. Tom Castelny.
Yes.
Good work, buddy.
That's a good man.
He's I like that. Oh, shit. Oh, you already read the Fast and Furious thing. All right, well, that's Facebook then. Guys, if you want to chime in on our Facebook stuff, me and Tommy post about the band. And
remember, we support everything Facebook does. Everyone who works for them.
Takeaway.
Yes. Yeah. That's why we do a Facebook segment. We love what they do. We love how they handle it.
We're not sponsored by them or anything. We just want to help them out. Let's listen to some more music here. Let's hear Mesmerize.
The cord's not plugged into
the cord.
Your.
I was like, oh, hell yeah.
Damn, they won't even know how good that was.
That was really good. All right. Sorry for the pop. All right.
stare, those eyes.
Oh, you gotta listen to that. This part. I'm sorry. I just love this song. I'm getting anxious but patiently waiting for you to tell a nigga to move on. Between me and you, we can find each other flying abroad in my private G2. I ain't trying to G you, but I'm trying to see you bent over. You know how we do it, feet the shoulders, bring heat, the cold, the sniper so ferocious.
You know how we do it.
In the dick game is potent, cause in the bed, nigga go hard like Joe. Alright, that's a great
song. Filthy.
I do want to say, okay, comment on this song from Taylor Cash. Wow, haha. This brings back memories. It may be gay, but I still love it.
Who's that?
This is someone named Taylor Cash. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Johnny Cash's son.
That's right. That's a great song.
Johnny Cash's son goes around posting troll comments on other people's
gay.
Lyrics.
That he likes.
That he likes.
It may be gay, but I like gay. It. let's see. So this was the second single from The Last Temptation. That was Ashanti. What a song, man. We got to kind of move
religious.
Through.
Yeah.
It's a little
but
quickly.
I mean, it's like he's bigger than just the Ashanti duets. I feel like people always recognize those, but that's what we wanted to really bring to the table here.
Sure.
Is let's not just remember those.
It's tough. So
I think you guys did a good job of mixing it up. Because some of these
so
songs
many other
are
ones,
not
though. There's like that. There's that first album. There's a bunch of deep cuts in it that are really good.
Let's hear "We Here Now" off the first album.
Yeah.
I'm gonna skip forward.
Yeah, this is when I feel like he was more just like, I'll be scary.
Yeah. This sounds a little like Tupac in the
yeah, it's like little Tupac, a little like DMX. And then he was like, oh, I have female fans.
Now they all eventually realize that that's how you think.
Yeah.
Oh, R&B song.
Okay. For sure.
That'll get on the radio. This is so many great things from that era.
For me, this is like a track I would have on my playlist when I go to the gym, you know?
Oh, yeah. This is
I want to crank out some more raps. Still let them slugs heat up and cool you all forevermore. So help me, Lord, gonna find a way to my grave just because I'm a murderer. I mean,
the song sucks.
But the number of times he talks about murder, it's just
murderer. So
imagine if you like any theme you had in your jokes that you brought up as much as he brings up the word murder. Like it's just
it's
a constant.
Yeah.
We have a comment here from Taylor, who's Taylor Cash says, this song is gay, but I do know it's not true. There's literally no commentary about this song on the internet. The internet wiped this song.
Okay, Tommy, you hated that last song, huh?
Yeah, based on taste.
All right.
That was, I think, of the six, that was the last one we chose.
Well, that I think
we wanted.
No, there's one other one.
So
from
many other ones that we.
Oh,
liked.
That was the last one you chose.
Because again, we wanted to sort of show his breadth, which
right.
Tommy's
sure.
not impressed by.
No, no, no. But, I think you did the right thing.
But
no,
it's just, sure. The song is not. I hear you, man.
Let's hear "It's Murder."
Ooh,
it's also murder.
This is the best one.
Yeah.
This is. It's also got a very long intro. It's still a hustle.
We're gonna skip. The intro is great.
The intro is great. As long as you're black, your life is. It's not that long. It's maybe another like 10 seconds.
I wouldn't even want to be white, nigga. I'm glad I'm black. I like it hard. You know what I'm saying? Got it.
I think that's Terry Crews saying that actually.
There's also a guy just listing ingredients for kidnapping in the background. Duct tape, rope. He says it louder.
That motherfuckers is ready or what? Is that motherfuckers ready or what? I don't think you are.
I don't think so. They got my back against the building. I'm the villain that's creeping around corners. Like shorty, if you see them niggas creeping around corners, they might be coming through, gunning through, running through. So be careful what you do, cause them slugs might come to you. As long as I can remember, the streets have kept me safe. And ever since the time of December, the heat's been in my waist. I need an extra set of eyes, so I keep my dog with me. Doc, I said, let him die, till his fucking dog bit me. I don't know what's wrong with me, but it seems like since you heard of us, shy niggas turned into murderers. You couldn't fuck with a third of us, but you still against me. And wanna see me in the box, grilling me, all crazy. When you see me in the locks, leave you red like Fox. Nothing funny about that. I see you up in a coma, it ain't coming about that. You hold on for too long, and ain't pulling the plug on you. I'm gonna spin that joint myself and dump another slug on you. It's murder. It's murder.
Motherfucker, I did squat and post up. With the toast up, I bring beef
who
to a closure. No sir, executive Folsom, no sir. I scream out, fuck
this
the
what,
world.
I mean, this is my favorite. If anybody ever asked for a Ja Rule song, I say this song. But it's kind of a cheat because it's equally a DMX and Jay-Z song.
Right.
But it's the best. It's got a very simple, awesome beat to like the DMX and Jay-Z. They were like the height of their powers.
Yeah.
Even though DMX is still doing shit like he runs out of rhymes halfway through and does like bit with hit or dog with fog or whatever. He does that all the time. And there's a great intro that doesn't need to be there. It's great. It's got so many great like.
According to Trill Talk TV, Ja Rule don't belong on this track.
And that does
sound like a new source.
You definitely can make the argument that he should not be there. I mean, he's got the last verse. It's a good verse,
well,
but it's
in fairness,
not anything compared to
gone?
The DMX.
Yeah, yeah. Wrong one. In fairness, Urban Legend responds, your comment don't belong here either.
Boom.
See you now, nigga. It's like do or die, nigga. Get caught up and fall victim to the worst shit. Extra you're getting jive as expected. Shine on the world and reflect it. Niggas don't respect it, so get it the worst way. Fucking with the wolves, you get hunted like prey. Shut up in broad day. Now everybody mourns you. I'm feeling like stupid. Didn't the ink warn you the first time? Be murder. Whenever you see blood, it's murder. Lay you down. Y'all know me, you're cold deep, job ruler, OG. Niggas better watch me closely, get a grip. It's Hennessy that fuels all that murderous shit. When I look in the mirror, my reflection is killer. Jigga, X, Jah, nigga.
All right.
It cuts out there at the end, but he was saying murder.
You know,
just want to make sure. Just want to make sure you know.
Got the message.
Yeah.
I do appreciate that he rhymed murder with murder.
He I like it if throughout recording he kept forgetting.
Yeah.
Line!
Murder. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's his thing. He's, like, lyrically not too diverse. He's got, like, a specific niche, but he was good within that little realm.
Yeah, no, that was enjoyable. Tommy,
but it's not... That's, I like that song so much. That song is a great pump-up song. You know, if when you're beating your kids.
it doesn't sound anything like any other Ja Rule to me. Like, that verse is so much faster.
Somebody wrote, this is before Ja Rule sold out. So we have to look up the date on when he sold out, and that'll probably tell us
what's
the thing.
So this
was.
Is all first album. Then second album was, like, big, big hits, I think was the first one with Ashanti or whatever. And then he was like, okay, I got to have, like, two of those per album. And go that way.
Rule 336 was the second album. And
I have to have two songs with Ashanti, and then I can just talk about murder like I want to.
The second album was Christina Milian with Between Me and You.
That's it,
and then Put It On.
That was a good one.
With Vita and Lil Mo.
So good.
AKA that Venmo.
Put It On Me?
Yeah, let's listen to that.
Yeah, it's so good.
This might be my favorite.
It's maybe my favorite, too. It's a weird beat if you listen to it up close.
Yeah.
And I think this is to his wife, I believe. You know?
Where would I be without you?
Where would he be, guys?
You trailed off.
I sing this to Tommy every day.
The thought alone might break me. And I don't want to go crazy. But every thug needs a lady. And I feel like you and I live more than together. Inseparable.
voice is so bad.
But I mean, for never
he didn't care.
So funny.
Yeah.
So he just screamed. When you cry, who wipes your tears? When you scared, who's telling you this? Nothing to fear, girl, I'll always be there. When you need the shoulder to lean on, never hesitate.
You're yelling at me. You're yelling at me about murder all the time. Of course I'm afraid.
There's nothing to fear.
All right. That's a nice little song to his wife. Let's see. It's a song from the second album. Also appeared on the Fast and the Furious soundtrack and also in the film Double Take. The song features female Murder Inc. rapper Vida. The song was originally made with just Ja Rule and Vida, but then a remix was made with vocals by Lil Mo, probably because Ja Rule's vocals are fucking terrible.
Because the music video has her vocals in it, and it definitely adds a lot to the song. I didn't realize that they never had that on the original.
So
it's like missing.
Are we down to our last song here? That doesn't feel right, but we listened to Mesmerize already, right?
Yeah.
So I think we're down to... Did we listen to Mesmerize already?
Yeah.
Okay, so then we just have We Here Now left. Wait, no, we heard that.
No, we did that. I don't think we did Mesmerize.
Mesmerize, I don't think
we did
to.
We did the J-Lo one.
That's right. This is Mesmerize. Yeah, we have.
What up, Mom?
Have we? Am I crazy?
I thought we did.
I think this is what people...
But see, this is what happens.
This is what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they all kind of blur, and all you think of is him and Ashanti on a motorcycle.
I think we did.
Like a blimp in the background or whatever.
I think we definitely did.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because this is one of the things I got to finish the skirt
he has
on.
Wait, another
keep
huge one.
I
want to see if it's that part. Because that'll be really funny.
Yeah, we definitely
did. We heard all of this already? That's crazy.
Right?
Got a fetish for
yeah, we definitely.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Look at Tommy smile.
I just can't believe we listened to all of them already.
There has to be. I think we skipped a different one.
Okay, Holla Holla. Did we listen to that?
I think we talked about it, but I don't think we ever.
I thought that was the one I hated.
No.
No, you
there
hated
was a different
the one.
That
you
we
hated
was.
We Here Now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
So
still do.
Holla, holla. Oh, you're right. If you roll it with me, holla, holla. I'm very sorry.
So we don't have to end on this fucking piece of shit song.
Oh God.
Yeah, we did not put in the other Ashanti one.
There was a few songs that you guys didn't put in, and it's fine that you didn't. You just see it out fucked up, but like
like this. Yeah, this is a smash.
I figured that everyone already.
No, you're right.
Wait,
are we saying we did your podcast wrong?
No, no. You did the right thing.
We did the made-up rules you have at your podcast wrong?
No, you did it right.
You did it right.
But I just also think we need to listen to that song. An episode
we should
John
not
Rule.
Go out on Holla Holla. We should go out on this.
Right.
For sure.
I will say about Holla Holla, Al Cal says this song is the fucking shit, but... Punk Socks writes, "This song sucks ass. You can't spell crap without rap. I'm always getting this damn song in my head." That seems very contradictory.
Yeah. But I like his critique on rap is then applied to this specific song.
Let's see. This song is the worst. I'm not a rap fan. I don't know that much about it, but I do know that Ja Rule sucks ass at it. Al Cal, you are right. This is fucking shit. Oh, you said the shit. Sorry, my bad.
Is this how a husband
That's
and wife
from
met?
Tommy McNamara. Yeah.
There are a lot of twists and turns in that comment.
Or there were.
That was pretty intricate. Great song. Let's wrap this up.
Well, let's let you guys have your final. Let's give your final things you have to say if you have anything to say. And yeah. Tom and I will be
what
the strong
silent. What are your final
silent
words?
Type.
That's a good idea.
God, I was unprepared for this.
We've never done this before, so.
I just made it up.
Tom keeps on making rules to the podcast that I keep failing at.
There is a twist. We have this pencil. You guys have to kill each other with it. Any last arguments you want to make in defense of Ja Rule?
Yeah, okay, go, Lane.
Listen to the first album. It's really good if you like late 90s rap, if you're not Tommy.
Yeah, literally all the songs he hated were from that album.
This is the part where we're silent.
But if you do like that era of rap, which I really do, it's very fun. It's got a lot of weird little, like, there's, like, triangles, there's, like, the... I don't even know what you call it. There's a lot of like weird instrumentation that they did for some of the stuff that just doesn't really exist now. And he's an okay rapper, but he's got like he's fun on some of the songs.
Yeah,
I think a spirited defense. I think
we didn't really talk about Gotti very much, Irv Gotti very much, but yeah. I don't know like what he did as far as like the production goes, but I think he definitely put together like. Good teams of people together. So
they had a good thing going, and then it turned out that they were a criminal enterprise.
No, but they were
like money laundering.
But they weren't though, because they went to court, and then all the charges were they were not guilty on all of them.
Oh,
so it was just they were just accused of being rich and black, you know, and having a company called Murda Inc.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't help when murder is in the name of
time. No, I'm
just kidding. Yeah, we just started pontificating.
Well, then didn't they change it to just like the?
They
ink?
Did. They just changed it to ink because they were like, maybe this murder thing is getting us a lot of cases
they
that we don't want
to. Changed it to Monsters Inc. I gotta tell you, I have a soft spot in my heart for Ja Rule. I like his bad singing. I really enjoy him.
It's fun.
I don't. That one song I also agreed did suck. The other one I kind of liked. Well, I agreed with Al Dal.
I'm with you guys. I hate that song too.
I'm going to go 4.5.
Wow, that's very high.
I shouldn't do this, but I'm including a little bit of nostalgia of the songs that I enjoyed that you guys didn't put on here, which we're not supposed to judge for, but because I just couldn't help letting that last song seep into my score a little bit.
I know.
But I also just enjoyed it.
We also figured whatever one of those big hit songs we didn't put on this list would eventually get played anyway.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. We're trying to manipulate the rules.
And also, I made how you guys did your playlist. I think that it was a smart move to integrate some songs that we weren't expecting. I think you did the right things. 4.5 is my final score.
I think speaking of getting played, you played yourselves.
I've always wanted to say that. Tommy just read that off a notebook.
No, you guys are great. Great guests. Love you both. I loved the songs I already loved. I think Ja Rule is really fun. I'm going to go 3.5. And if you think that's going to make me go to hell, then buy me the damn flight.
Boys, what do you guys rate this playlist?
Well, if we swap out that one song for some other song, the playlist is all, it's four of them are hits, and then one of them is my favorite Ja Rule song, and then another one is a song that we're swapping out, so I give it a 5 out of 5.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to double down on that 5 out of 5.
Wait, you're doing that too? Which one of you picked the song that you didn't want?
I don't know. I was walking from the train. It was snowing. It was raining. I was like,
yeah, man, there was a lot going on today.
I was stopping in to look at my friend's cat. Like, yeah, just do that song. But that song is not bad.
Honestly, I'd probably take that song off and put a 50 Cent song on it.
Yeah, I put I Smell Pussy in there. I Smell Pussy.
I like how he says, like, is that you? Like, it's such like an old person. Like, is that you, John?
What a fun time. Thanks so much for coming on, guys.
Yes, right.
Thank you, guys. So fun.
Go see Comedians You Should Know at the Gutter Wednesdays.
Or
go see the Fancy Show at the Douglas. Both Brooklyn shows, both on Wednesdays.
But Brooklyn's a big place.
Yeah, man.
So, you know.
So, it's even harder to go to both shows on the same day.
Well, you can watch the first half hour of the Fancy Show and the last half hour of Comedians You Should Know in the same night.
You
should
do that.
You miss most of it in the car.
Take like a nice $30 car ride.
It's a really bad idea, but you could
do it. You should do it every week because you love these boys so much. Is there anything else you guys want to plug?
No, Fancy Show every Wednesday.
Check these boys out there. We'll tweet out the show so you'll see their handles and stuff. Tommy, you can see me and Tommy do a live Stand By Your Band Battle of the Bands again at Union Hall on January 13th at 8. Is that right? Yoda showed up. Yeah, come to that. I will be headlining Go Bananas in Cincinnati for New Year's and all the weekend leading up to New Year's. And then I'll be at the Comedy Attic headlining January 17th through 19th. Come out to all those shows. Love you. Tommy, anything you want to plug?
Union Hall, December 10th.
Hell
and,
yeah.
Love you all and murder.
Keep it murdery. Also, by the way, really fast, thank you to everybody who's rated and reviewed the podcast, except for the people who did bad ones, but I had a little bit of a rough day, and I read some of the recent. We had a couple of recent positive reviews that made me feel good. So hey, keep those coming and get on the Patreon, patreon.com/standbyyourband. Keep it crispy. I fucked it up. Bye.